Have you ever noticed how complex our finances can get? Credit cards, statements, FPOS, direct debit, mobile banking. Keeping up with it all can be a full-time job. Was it really meant to be that complicated? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about managing your finances with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. And look, please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional. It's called Fresh, to help you draw even closer to God, to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to bring you. In a moment, I'm going to be joined again on the program today by Ross Buttonshaw, the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty. Since we're looking for a practical, rubber-hits-the-road guide to managing our finances, I thought, who better to help us with that than a man who works each and every day at the coalface of financial problems in people's lives? But I guess, as I've sat and thought about things, managing our finances become, well, something of a complex business. Many people have multiple credit cards. They often have more than one source of income in their household. There's the mortgage or the rent to pay, gas, electricity, rates, rego, insurance, tax, on and on all the time. Money's being spent on credit cards and bills come in and some of them are done by direct debit and others are done by a card or an account. It seems that every other day there's another bill, another bank statement in the letterbox. Maybe it's just me, but hey, no wonder people are finding it hard. Ross, welcome again to the program today.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. So is it just me? Is it just my imagination, or has managing our money with all the newfangled ways of doing things become a whole bunch more complex?
It definitely has become more complex. Our banking services are so much more involved, and what you can do has increased, and that's good, but it has become more complex as the banks have created new products and new ways of doing things, new payment systems.
And bit of an irony, though, isn't it? I mean, all this stuff was supposed to make our life easier, and now, I mean, you've got stuff flying everywhere.
Yeah, the thing is, it can make your life easier if you just use it to your benefit. But we're often so busy, and yeah. I think it's that busyness which often means we don't apply ourselves to finding that easy solution. Mm. But it is there.
So what are some of the common traps we fall into when it actually comes to physically managing our finances?
Common traps. I think one of the common traps is we do lack organisation. And so as a family, how do we bring organisation to our finances? And definitely over the next week, I want to talk about some different aspects of that. But I think a common trap is by not communicating as a family and not doing things in a way which means you can keep track of your finances. So just some of the simple things are just the way we use our credit cards or FPOS cards. You know, if you have the money and you use your FPOS transactions, husband and wife, it's very easy to lose track of where you're at. And so even the common technology we have can actually lead to us being disorganized. Mm. And I'm a big believer in creating systems in your life, you know, and a system is something that you can do every week in and out simply, which puts a framework around how you manage your finances.
We're not all like that, are we? A lot of, you know, particularly the arty creative people or the busy business couple, or it's easier said than done.
It is easier said than done, and I would say I'm not even good at it. I run an organisation, yet when it comes to personal finances, you have to have a simple way of making it work.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key, is making it simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've worked hard at Christians Against Poverty at developing some simple solutions and some simple systems, but that's it. There's a lot of complex ways you can manage your money, and I think if it gets too complex, forget it. Because most people don't have the time in this busy world we live in to actually manage things in a complex way. You need to make it simple.
Okay, I'm a busy guy. I've got a credit card. My wife's got a credit card. And we've got multiple accounts. Give me three simple things that I can do to get organized.
Three simple things. Firstly, you need to do a budget. Mm-hmm. You know, and that might sound easier than it really is, but actually putting down on paper what it takes, what's going in and what's going out, and understanding where you're at. Another thing I would do is that work out what you want to spend your money on each week, which is the normal outgoings, and then just use cash for these. And we'll talk a bit more about this later, but that scares people these days, using cash.
Yeah, well.
Can you still use cash?
Are you from the dark ages, eh?
anyone proposed there was going to be a cashless society, but I'm a big believer in it. And, yeah. And yeah, we will talk about that a bit more later. But setting up your bank accounts to do as many regular transactions as possible for you. You know, if you can get your bills coming out once a month and you don't have to do anything about that, then that brings a whole lot of simplicity to your life. I've only got about two or three bills that I don't pay on a monthly basis, and I don't pay them. My bank sends the money every month. Mm. And so imagine the time I've got now to sit and sort out my finances. I can focus on some of the big picture things rather than just the detail of sending my bill payments out.
Doing a budget sounds like a pretty basic thing. I actually happen to have a budget in my life, and when you first sit down and do a budget, it can be a pretty sobering thing, can't it, to be honest about what it costs just to run the house and the electricity and the groceries and that sort of stuff, and then what we actually just blow money on willy-nilly without thinking about it.
I think doing a budget is one of the simple things you could do, but it's, you're right, it is scary. We've run certain budgeting courses as well. And in our first week, we asked people to go do a budget. People come back who spent four nights not sleeping because they realize how bad their finances were. A lot of us don't want to do a budget because it will expose what's really happening. And I'm sorry, anyone listening to this, but the reality is we have to be exposed if we're going to get on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've been spending 10, 15 years messing around and not getting it right. Well, we've got some pretty bad habits after that time, and it's not going to change instant, but the first thing to do is bring it into the light.
One of my favourite lines that I heard someone once say is that when you sweep something under the carpet, all you get is a lump under the carpet. And I guess that's what we do. We sweep it under the carpet, we pretend it's going to go away, but when we add up, for instance, how much money we spend on coffee and biscuits and sandwiches during a working day, and you look at that on a weekly or a fortnightly or a monthly basis, that can get pretty scary.
Yeah, I looked at my situation a few weeks ago, and my wife and I were buying probably two coffees a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's four coffees a week. That's probably $16, maybe $20, depending on where you get them. And that really adds up.
It's not an insignificant expense.
Well, it's not.
And yet we don't kind of think much about buying a cup of coffee.
No, but it's about the little things that add up.
Mm.
Now, I think if you count the costs and that's what you want to spend your money on, then do it. But a lot of people just don't realise how much those
Correct.
Little things add up.
Correct. A sobering thing. So do a budget. Use cash more. We're going to actually spend a whole Yep. program talking about cash.
Yeah.
Use cash more, which I find pretty scary. It's a bit like using leeches and stuff.
Yeah.
What was the third one?
Bring organisation to your finances by setting up regular bill payments and also setting up your accounts. We're going to talk about how we set up our bank accounts to help us to manage our finances well.
Yeah, that is cool. I must admit, one of the great things in my life being busy is automating as many of the bill payments as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Because I know something. If I don't automate them, they're not going to get paid because they're just going to go in the in tray and I'm too busy and all of a sudden you're getting nasty notices from the electricity provider.
I've spoke to a few other people who run organisations and they're the same. They've got the money, but they're busy people and their bills don't get paid and it adds stress to your life.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, we'll catch up again tomorrow.
Great.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you today. And the best thing is, it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.